What's up, guys? Welcome back to Gen Alpha Talk. In today's episode, I will be talking about my hometown, Thailand. So, today I have found some interesting facts about Thailand on the internet, and I am going to see if they're actually facts or they're capping. So, let's get into it, shall we? Thailand is well known for its postcard-worthy beaches, majestic limestone cliffs, friendly locals, and glimmering temples. But beyond its natural beauty and tourist attractions, the Land of Smiles also has a unique culture and history that not many people know. Some are odd and bizarre, so if you're thinking visiting or living in the country, why not clue up on its exciting facts? From a festival for monkeys to Bangkok's mouthful real name, here are some fun facts about Thailand. Number one that I'm going to prove is Bangkok's real name is super long. Thailand's capital city, Bangkok, has one of the longest ceremonial names in the world. Made up of Bali and Sanskrit root words, its real name is really hard to pronounce in English accent, and we have a song dedicated to it I'm going to sing right now. The name means City of Angels, Great City of Immortals, Magnificent City of the Nine Gems, Seat of the King, City of Royal Palaces, Home of Gods of Incarnate, erected by Visvakarman at Indra's behest. In Thai, people usually call Bangkok Krung Thep, which is the shortened version of the city's full name. This is facts. 2. Thailand is a land of temple. There are over 40,000 temples in Thailand, and more than 30,000 of them are still in active use. That's why you can practically see temples everywhere you go in Thailand. Temples play an essential role in Thai everyday life, so it's no wonder why temples are everywhere in Thailand. If you want to visit a temple, make sure to wear modest clothing and don't show too much skin. This is very true. Whenever I go somewhere in Thailand, there's always a temple. My grandparents' house, temple like 50 meters from it. My other grandparents' house, another temple like 50 meters from it. My condo, my apartment, everywhere. It's pretty fun. But sometimes it's a pain to let your mom take a picture everywhere you go. And you all know that. 3. Thailand was the only Southeast Asian country to escape European imperialism. Thailand is the sole country in Southeast Asia that was never colonized by any European nation. It seems apt, then, that the country's name in the Thai language is Prathaithai, which means land of the free. Well, yeah, but Prathait also means country, so the Thai country. And it's a good thing that we didn't get conquered by the Europeans, but sometimes it's a downside. Now, because of not getting conquered by Europeans, we don't have that much people that speak lots of English, so that's going to be a downside. But other than that, yeah, it's cool. 4. Thailand used to be known as Siam. For most of its history, Thailand was known as Siam. The country has changed its name to Thailand in 1939 before reverted back once more to Siam for a short while between 1946 and 1948. Finally, the country changed back to Thailand, officially the Kingdom of Thailand, in 1948. 5. Siamese cats are native to Thailand. While the Kingdom of Siam no longer exists, the name can still be found in many places and things, including Siamese cats. Yeah, this is a popular cat breed originated in Thailand. It's said that there used to be 23 different types of Siamese cats, however, there's only 6 nowadays. In Thailand, giving a pair of Siamese cats to a bride on her wedding is a gesture of good luck. But I don't really see those anymore, to be honest. 6. The first conjoined twin to become internationally known came from Thailand. Ever wonder why conjoined twins are sometimes called Siamese twins? The term Siamese twins come from a conjoined brothers, Chang and Eng Bunker. Who were born in 1811 in the Kingdom of Siam. They were called the Siamese twins. When they first arrived in England to become circus exhibits today, the word is not widely used anymore. 7. Over 90% of Thais are Buddhist. Facts. While Buddhism is Thailand's official language, it doesn't have one. official religion, it doesn't have one. Over 90% of this population are Buddhists. In fact, Thailand has the second largest Buddhist population globally. The Thai constitution guarantees religious freedom for all Thai citizens. However, the law requires the king to be a Theravada Buddhist. 8. Males were all Buddhist monks. In the past, all young men in Thailand, including royalty, became Buddhist monks before they turned 20. And not actually monks, they are like apprentices called Nain. They do something a little less extreme than monks, but still considered one of their apprentices. For a short amount of time. It can be from a week to a year to many years. It was never a national requirement. However, those who come from a Buddhist family almost always do it. Today, the practice of monkhood is still served, but not as widely as it used to be. My dad, my uncle, my other uncle have been monks. All have been monks. I haven't yet since, and I don't really plan to, but if I feel like it, maybe I should try them sometimes. 9. Home to the world's largest solid gold Buddha. If you want to see the world's largest solid gold Buddha, Wat Chai Mit in Bangkok is where you should go. The 15-foot-tall golden statue of Prabhuttamaha Suvarnabhumikorn is one of the most impressive sites in the country. A stucco disguise used to cover the statue so it was safe from looters who stole temple statues throughout the century. The statue weighs 5.5 tons and is worth millions of dollars. 10. It is impossible to hang Thailand's national flag upside down. The national flag of Thailand consists of 5 horizontal stripes in the colors of red, white, blue, white, and red. The flag is symmetrical, so it will look the same even when you turn it upside down. The story goes that in 1917, King Rama VI, saw the flag hanging upside down during a flood. In order to avoid this from happening again, the king designed a new symmetrical flag that will always be right side up. The middle color was previously red, but it was changed to blue later in the same year. 11. The Thai language has 76 letters. 2. The Thai script has 44 consonants and 32 vowels. In addition, it is a very tonal language that includes 5 different tones. To those who can't speak Thai, a lot of the tones might sound the same. However, getting an inflection wrong can make the meaning different. That's why the Thai language can be challenging, very challenging to understand. It took me years to fully understand. And now I may have forgot some things. So, yeah. If you want to learn Thai language, or even if you succeeded, you've come a long way, my friend. 12. The orchid is the national flower of Thailand. Thailand's national flower is the orchid. If you're an exotic flower enthusiast, you'll be delighted to hear that the country is home to 1,500 different orchids. You can see this beautiful exotic flower in many places, including shopping centers, temples, markets, and festivals. They grow wild in Thailand's jungles and forests, but you may even see them growing on the side of the road. In addition, the country is the number one orchid exporter in the world. The kingdom exports around 45% of its orchid out of the country, while the rest are being sold to local on the domestic market. 13. Logging is banned. We all know that Thailand's filled with lush jungles and forests. However, there used to be a lot more. Over a century ago, almost every part of northern Thailand was covered in hardwood forests. But due to the deforestation problems, there's only around a quarter of that forest left. Therefore, logging has been banned in Thailand since 1989. 14. Home to the world's smallest mammal and the largest fish. Thailand is home to the smallest mammal in the world, Quesionicterus tonglongyai, also known as Kitty's honk-nosed bat, or the bumblebee bat. This bat is only about an inch long and weighs about 2 grams. Besides, the smallest island also has the largest, the whale shark, which can reach up to 40 feet long, or about the size of a school bus, lives down below the seas and around the Atlantis mouth. While you probably won't be able to see the bumblebee bat, you have a chance to get a glimpse of whale sharks if you visit the islands in April. 15. Thailand is the birthplace of Red Bull. This is very true. Despite being an upstream company today, the world-famous energy drink Red Bull has its roots in Thailand. Red Bull's is Squatting Dang, which literally is a legit name of Red Bull. A sweet and non-carbonated energy drink introduced in Thailand in the 1970s by Chalyao Yuviti. In 1987, an Austrian entrepreneur named Dietrich Matestris modified the taste of Quatindang to better suit Westerners than launch Red Bull. Today, logos for Göttingen and Red Bull were almost identical. 16. Driving with no shirt is illegal. Driving with no shirt is illegal in Thailand, and the punishment can include prison time. The law also applies to scooters, so make sure to put a shirt on before driving, no matter how hot the weather is. This cannot be said for walking on the street, though, because I see many people walking on the street without their shirts on. It's hilarious. 17. Thai National Anthem is played twice a day. The Thai National Anthem is played at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. every day, and it's a pain, honestly, but don't tell them I said that. It's because, you know, when we stand up, and I don't know how to explain this. In school, we stand up at 8 a.m. and 8 a.m. in the morning. We line up on, like, sometimes when it's rainy days, sunny days, we stand up in the open field, and we do the ceremony, sing the song, pray for the Buddhist, for Buddha, and yeah, it's really hot when the suns are there, and it's really cold when the rain goes down, so it's really a pain. These times marks the rising and lowering of the Thai flag. If you're in a public place during these hours, make sure you stop what you're doing, stand up and keep signing to show respect. Not many people do that now, so not really a requirement. The national anthem also plays before every film at the movie theater. 18. Bangkok is the world's hottest city. Well, the more you know. Do you know that Bangkok is the world's hottest city? The World Meteorological Organization declared the capital of Thailand as the hottest city in the world, with a median air temperature of 28 degrees Celsius. It's true that there are numerous desert cities around the globe with high temperatures. However, these cities tend to get much colder at night or during the winter. On the other hand, Bangkok never gets cold, and their city is hot all year long. Therefore, make sure to come prepared when you visit. 19. Thailand hosts an annual monkey festival. Every November, an annual monkey festival is held in front of the Prapong Samyad Temple in Lopburi Province. Known as the Lopburi Monkey Banquet, the local residents host the festival to thank the monkeys for bringing thousands of tourists to the village. The locals invite over 600 monkeys to feast on 2 tons of meat, fruit, salad, rice, and even ice cream. 20. It's illegal to step on any Thai currency. I haven't done so because it's illegal. Stepping on any Thai baht can cause you to go to jail. This is because the king's face is printed and engraved on Thai currency, both the notes and coins. Abiding this unusual law is not hard, but it's good to keep in mind. Therefore, it's one of the coins or money fall. Make sure to avoid stepping on it to stop it from flying rolling on the floor. So I hope you enjoyed these interesting facts. These are all true, by the way. If you want to learn more about the country, my country, you can always hit me on social media and ask. Or if you want me to do another episode of these, I'd be happy to. Shout out to say thank you, the like, subscribe, and share button, and I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.